Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins and welcome to another episode of the New Grad Radio Podcast, the podcast following the experiences of a new graduate nurse starting into the intensive care unit.
I've literally just walked in the door. I've just come back from night shift. It was my second of three nights, and I've wanted to talk about an experience of something I think it's going to be an experience I'm going to remember for the rest of my career. So it's definitely a statement just there, but it's definitely brought a smile to my face, and it's definitely been a positive reinforcement for all of the hard times that you sort of go through at uni and now. So I had a patient who came in for respiratory reasons into our ICU. So initially it was tubed RSI, so rapid sequence intubation in emergency, come up to ICU. On the shift before me, he was extubated. So now I've seen the patient with his own airway. So everything was respiratory reasons. I have a context of that there is no cardiac history at all. So I've just been noticing throughout my shift that there were some changes to his ECG. So the way that we monitor electrical activity, so ECGs in the heart within the ICU. So I guess if you have never heard of like how you do ECGs, whether you're a first year student or if you're a final year student or a nurse or a paramedic, so you have your chest leads, which are your V1 to V6, and then you have your limb leads, which are going to be your right arm, left arm, right leg, left leg. So the way that we measure it in ICU at all times is just going to be our limb leads, and that's really measuring fairly well certain, just looking at lead 2. For that trace. So as I'm looking up on the screen, I'm treating all the respiratory symptoms, but I'm just noticing that there's something just a little bit off. Sort of seeing some sort of some ST depression, sort of T wave inversions, I guess. And I'm just like, is that normal for him? Like, I don't really know. So I looked back at one of his old ECGs and looked at lead 2, and it just didn't seem right. So it just so happens that the doctor sort of walked in the door as I was getting the 12 lead out. And I sort of said to him, like, oh, look, sir, like, I just don't think this is quite right. Like, it's just something about it. Like, I'd just like to perform a 12 lead if that's all right. And he goes, oh, yeah, 100% if you believe that. No worries at all. He says, he's got no cardiac history. I'm like, yeah, no, he doesn't have a cardiac history, but I don't know, I've just got an inkling. Like, I'll perform it and I'll come and show you. He's like, yeah, no worries at all, go for it. Now, I'm asking my patient as well as I'm performing it, just like, do you have any chest pain? You know, like, do you have, just to confirm, do you have a cardiac history? You know, saying it in a way that's not going to make the patient feel like, oh my God, there's something wrong with me. Just sort of showing it here and there, like, not worried, just asking. So the patient denies chest pain. Patient is not diaphoretic and not sweating. Nothing's changed their blood pressure. Nothing's changed their heart rate. There's nothing indicating that there's anything cardiac going on at all, except for what I can see up on the screen. So initially I perform my little checks. So sometimes if you put your limb leads in different spots, it can make a significant difference. So first thing I did before I'd pull out anything is just to re-put the limb leads. You know, maybe that might make a difference, but it didn't. So anyway, I performed the 12 lead. So I guess I'll go on a little side story here. So I absolutely love 12 lead ECGs. If there's something that I am passionate about and something that I put a lot of effort into, it's going to be, you know, I'm one of those sort of book nerds, I guess you'd say. Like, I love 12 lead ECGs, and learning how to interpret them and knowing how it sort of fits into the bigger picture of what's happening. So at university, so I did the double degree in paramedic and nursing, and we had two entire semesters at uni for the paramedic side of it, dedicated to 12 lead ECGs and their interpretation, to ECGs and their interpretation. So the first semester's one was all about, you know, understanding what the different waves meant. So what is a P wave? What is a PR interval? What is a QRS interval? Stuff like that. So, but then the second semester was very, very in-depth. So that was all talking about 12 lead ECGs, looking at axis deviation, knowing, you know, what aspects of the 12 lead is marrying what aspect of the heart and what artery feeds that aspect. So if you've got changes in this aspect, this is the artery that's being affected. Like, we're talking about some depth. And not only did we learn that, but the way that we were taught in class, we had an absolutely amazing assessor who would get us up. He could put up a 12 lead in front of the class, in front of the whole lecture hall, and he would pretty much either point someone out or get someone to volunteer who would stand up in front of everyone and go through systematically the way in which we decipher and interpret a 12 lead ECG. So you can imagine that's pretty clutch to stand up in front of hundreds of people and have all these people listening at home on recording to say that, you know, you're up in front of the class, you know, breaking down in the systematic way that we've been taught what you see with the 12 lead and how to interpret it. And then, you know, through weeks and weeks and weeks of doing this and through hours and hours and hours of study, and then you'd go to your simulations and you'd sim it over and over and over and over again and be using it all the time. So I just know that I absolutely just I lapped it up. It was so hard to begin with. I don't think people, unless you've really put some time into it, you're not really going to understand just how much time it really takes to start getting your head around it. For me, like, I absolutely love, no, just give me a sec, let's get a textbook out. There's a textbook that I have in my cupboard here, fair enough, that it's my favourite textbook is this one. So 12 lead ECG, The Art of Interpretation by Thomas Garcia. So that is, you know, amazing. So the way that the book works is, as you can see, it's a flip that way sort of book, and it's got all ECGs inside, and it pretty much starts from page one, and page one is going to be, you know, what is an ECG? And it goes through this, what I talked about, like, what is a P wave? What is the normal looking P wave? What are abnormalities of P waves? What is a PR interval? And it goes through all the basic steps. And then it goes all the way through to the point of, you know, what is 12 leads? What are the different aspects of the heart? Same sort of concept, what we did at uni in that regard. So, and then also within this same book, in each section, there's a beginner, intermediate, and advanced. So if you want to get a really good textbook on ECGs, and you know, if you're wanting to look at 12 lead ECG interpretation or anything like that, I would highly, highly recommend the 12 lead ECG, The Art of Interpretation. If you're going to put your money into anything, I would most certainly look at this one. So getting back to the story, I've ended up, performed the 12 lead ECG. And here I am, you know, from my uni days, putting the hours and hours and hours into studying it and feeling all right and towards the end. And I've looked at this ECG today. The patient has had no cardiac history at all. Purely a gut inkling of, you know, it was a 12 lead ECG, wasn't ordered for this patient anyway. So I've ordered it, I've performed it, and then I've got the ECG. And wouldn't you know, started to decipher it the way in which we're taught at uni. Sort of just became autonomous in a way, like we performed it that many times at uni. And it's certainly a credit to our teachers at uni for teaching us so well as well. That I was able to hear in my new role as an intensive care nurse to be, you know, breaking it down. So I've looked at it, started to decipher it, and I've started to see acute T-wave inversions within the anterolateral aspects of the ECG. So the way you look at ECGs as well, you don't just look at one ECG. So I've looked at this one and I've then compared it to yesterday's, and wouldn't you know, like, it is different. So I've gone straight to the doctor and I've said exactly what I've just said here. From what I can see, his ECG has changed from yesterday's. It's quite dramatically. I'm seeing T-wave inversion, which is evidence that I believe is going to be due to some sort of ischemia. You know, what do you believe? And so the doctor has done their assessment, which is, I learned so much from what this doctor did as well. So I had such a big takeaway from it. It was awesome to see. And it was great that he was really wanting to include me into that as well. I think that was, again, a large part was because I went up to him straight away. I'm like, look, here's what I see, like the blah, blah, blah. So I think he sort of saw that I was interested and I was really into it. So this was right towards the end of my shift. So I've gone home and I was wondering about it all day. I tried to sleep, got there last night, and as it turns out, they sent away the bloods. So your blood markers. So for example, you've got your troponins, which is going to be a bio sign, like a clinical indicator of if there's been any damage to the heart. And fair enough, he's ended up having a, what they call an end-STEMI. So we've picked up that he's having some sort of heart attack. So he's come in for respiratory side of things, and that as an indicator of hypoxia has led to ischemia due to hypoxia, which is going to be the end-STEMI. So they've started treating down the ACS protocol, which is acute coronary syndrome protocol, which involves starting on a heparin infusion. And some pain relief. So I've walked away from that knowing that I've made played my part as part of the team to be helping identify this and helping to manage this. But I don't know, it's so reassuring to know after all of those hours, you know, looking, spending on my bed, just going through this textbook and going through the notes at uni, and It was just a great feeling. So I think I'll always remember this, and it certainly brings, as you can tell, a big smile to my face. So it was one of those days today. Like I'm absolutely loving the ICU. There's just so much to learn, and I just know this is the place for me. So anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this whole episode. I can't wait to make some more episodes like it. If you have any questions, feel free to ask here. Otherwise, I'll talk to you next episode. Catch you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.